Good morning, good morning. Oh, it's so good to see you boys and girls this morning. Is anyone here 9 years old? Is there anybody? Yeah, we have someone here that's 9 years old. Well, my story today is about a little girl. And she was 9 years old. And she lived on the East Coast in a place called Gorham, Maine. And her name was Ellen. And she went to school with her twin sister. And they loved to go to school. They were such good students, and they liked to learn how to read and write and count. Do any of you ever get angry? Does anybody ever get angry? Well, you know, one day when Ellen was on her way home from school, one of her friends got angry with her. And do you know what she did? She reached down on the ground and she picked up a big rock. Was that a good thing to do? Oh, I don't think so. She picked up that big rock and she threw it with all her might at little Ellen. Well, little Ellen was walking away, and just as the girl threw the rock, she turned around to look. And you know where that rock hit her? It hit her right on the nose. You know, little Ellen fell to the ground. She was frightened and bleeding. But she had enough consciousness that she was able to get up, and with the help of her sister, they walked to a little store where the shopkeeper called her mother, and they came and got her. Do you know that Ellen did not wake up for 3 weeks? That stone nearly killed her. And you know, ever after that, Ellen's health was not very good. She was very weak. But do you know what? Little Ellen loved Jesus. Oh, she loved Jesus. And she wanted to be with Jesus. And she wanted to do what Jesus wanted her to do. And so she prayed. Dear Jesus, be with my health. I want to love you and to serve you. And you know, little Ellen grew bigger and she got to be about 17 years old, and Jesus started speaking to her in visions. And she became one of the young people that started the Seventh-day Adventist movement. Do you know that God has a plan for each one of you boys and girls? He wants you to love him and serve him, because he has great things for you to do. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you that you love us and that you're concerned for our health. Help us that we will not be angry with our friends. And help us that we will love and serve you always, and that we will be ready on that great day when we get to see you face to face. Be with each and every one of these children, I pray, in Jesus' name.